This podcast replay is brought to you by Caneswear.com. For all your Canes, Dolphins, and Heat needs, visit them at 2511 South University Drive in Davie. Free shipping with online orders over $99. Go to Caneswear.com at Miami Fanwear. That's the spot where South Florida fans shop.
Big O Show, just like military officers get a lot more than enlisted, I've seen two Marines get DUIs and yet an officer gets less punishment. Used to be chaser for my infantry unit. So that justifies it all, right? So if somebody can get away with it, we should allow somebody else to get away with it. So if one teacher, you know, sleeps with kids and is able to get away with it, we should let all teachers sleep with kids, you know, of course, because, you know. Right. And what was the other one that I saw that was also funny as hell? Where is it? Here we go. Here it is. What is it? Shake money. Where is the shake money? Here we go. Shake money. Only in America, where a man is found innocent in a court, is found guilty in the court of opinions. That don't mean jack crap. Okay, so you think OJ is innocent, huh, Shake? And let's just say, for craps and giggles, Watson is innocent. But is he really innocent? Or is he not guilty of incredible stupidity and possibly a crime that he might have gotten away with? Because, as you all know, people like Watson and Robert Kraft and O.J. Simpson and Bill Cosby and, let me see, I'm trying to think of some of the other, you know, these are people that they have money and power. And somehow or another, they get away with Big Ben and they get away with things. It helps to be famous. It helps to have power. It helps to be able to afford the best attorneys. But it doesn't justify your behavior. Okay? And Watson has not behaved like a franchise quarterback. Because if you think your franchise quarterback should be calling strange women to have sex, that makes no sense at all. Whether you're Watson, whether you're Tom Hanks, whether you're The Rock, whether you're, doesn't matter, I don't know, whoever you want to come up with, any famous person, the last thing you want to do as a famous and powerful person is to be calling up strange women to either come to your house or you go to theirs so they can give you, you know, a rub and tug. Where do you think that's going to end up? You think that's not going to end up in a lawsuit at one point or another? You think that by calling strange women and you're a famous person? Now, you think if Justin Timberlake started calling strange women to come play with his ding-a-ling, okay, how many lawsuits do you think Justin Timberlake ends up with? Whether he ends up assaulting them or not, it doesn't matter. But he incredibly was stupid enough to put himself in that position. So whatever you want to say, okay, about Robert Kraft or about Deshaun Watson, they're both effing morons. That's all. Yeah, you can get your rocks off, dude. But when you're those kind of people, yeah, you got to be careful how you get your rocks off. When you're Robert Kraft and you're Deshaun Watson, you got to have better judgment how you want to get your rocks off. You don't want to call strange women on IG, and you don't want to go to an Asian day spa. I mean, look at it however you want. Just please don't tell me that we've got to have character people on our team, and now you're trading for Deshaun Watson. Just don't tell me that. Okay? Don't lie to me. Just tell me we want to win at all costs and we don't care who we bring on our football team. We don't care who we add to our community. Because if Deshaun Watson's going to now go on to call strange women all around South Florida, well, guess what? He's going to end up with more lawsuits. So if any of you out there are dumb enough not to think that he's a stupid ass, I can't help you. And if you guys out there and ladies are dumb enough not to think that he's a questionable character, I can't help you either. So I don't care whether he's innocent or guilty. He's a first-class dumbass. And that's not a guy of character. Sorry.